Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Williams has time against a four-man rush. Backpedaling, scanning, now running out of time. Circling back. Joystick on the move again. Are you kidding me? Caleb Williams dancing, cutting, mesmerizing run by the quarterback. Finally dragged down at the 20. It's a highlight reel tonight.
He did the Heisman pose earlier. If he wants to do the Heisman pose after this play, I'm okay with it.
With the first pick in the 2024 NFL Draft, the Chicago Bears select Caleb Williams, quarterback, Southern California.
We're back with more of the Parkinson Spiegel Show Draft Special, featuring Dave Wunstead and Patrick Menely. Brought to you by ChevyDriveChicago.com and the number one draft pick, Chevy Silverado, the official truck partner of the Chicago Bears.
And we are live in Detroit on the Parkinson Spiegel Draft Special. Wani and Manley in studio updating you on what has happened so far in the draft. And thank you for watching on X and Twitch and YouTube and listening on the Odyssey app. Caleb Williams is a Bear. Jaden Daniels, a Commander. Drake May, a Patriot. And Marvin Harrison Jr. just off the board at four to the Cardinals. So there have been no trades. And a receiver going four, probably not a great first data point for those of us that are hoping that Odunze or Neighbors is there at nine. Not a guarantee, but the run on receivers starting at four, potentially not good for a receiver being there at nine.
There's been a thought that the Giants would be interested in J.J. McCarthy should he fall all the way there. So now you wonder if the Vikings will try and jump up with the Chargers, who are at this pick right here, number five, and jump the Giants for McCarthy. I suspect that McCarthy will go in one of these next few picks, don't you?
Yeah, I would expect so, but we have no trades yet, and we will give you the reporting on the trades, and we'll get back to going to the podium live for picks a little bit later as it gets closer and closer to the ninth pick and the Bears being back on the clock.
When Caleb Williams walked onto the stage to greet Roger Goodell, he let out an enormous primal scream. It looked awesome. Apparently, it sounded awesome if you were close to it. And he is thrilled and excited to be a Bear.
Well, let's hear from Caleb, and then Pat and Coach can react to Caleb Williams' first brief. We'll have much more as we go throughout the show. But here are Caleb Williams' first words to Molly McGrath and ESPN as a Bear.
Caleb, you told me you've been dreaming of this moment ever since you were a little kid. You have always wanted to be the number one pick in the NFL draft. What did it take to get here?
It took a lot of sacrifice, love, care, for one, the game of football, my teammates, my coaches, and my family.
You won a Heisman Trophy. You're the number one pick in the NFL draft. What is your next goal as a member of the Chicago Bears?
Learn all my teammates' names, their families, learn the playbook, and get ready to go win games.
All right, congratulations, Caleb.
Thank you.
Thank you.
How's that play in the locker room, Pat?
That's good. He wants to be a good teammate. I like the fact he wanted to learn the families, too, that he's going to be invested in his teammates. I just think that's so important. I think when I played and we had success, we had a team that everybody got along, and it goes a long way. And we were talking about the trust earlier about when you're looking at the quarterback in the huddle. I never was in that huddle. I'd be on the sideline, but you would trust certain players more just because you knew them well and you expected them and knew they could come through at the end. And I like that. He wants to learn teammates' names first. He wants to be a good teammate. That's great.
What do you think, Coach?
Yeah, no, I agree. That's, he's saying all the right things. That's as far as, playing football, commitment to football, teammates, leadership, his goals. The guy, he truly has thought this through. This is nothing that has caught him off guard, you know, and he's sitting there with, you know, the deer in the headlights and saying, what am I, what's next? What's going on here? I mean, he, when he walked at a podium, Spiggs, I agree with you. This is something he had thought through. And I think it all kind of, you know, came to a head there when he left out his, what'd you call it, a primal scream?
The primal scream, baby.
So is that on a scouting report now? Great primal screamer?
You know, maybe we'll hear it. Maybe we'll hear it after touchdowns. Who knows? You know? Hey, Coach, should J.J. McCarthy be a top 10 pick?
Yes.
He should?
I think so. Absolutely, I do.
Tell us why. You watched a lot of Michigan ball.
Yeah, because I think he can make all the throws necessary. The guy's a better athlete than people give him credit for. The guy is a leader. You want a leader at quarterback. You want a face of the program. That's J.J. McCarthy. You want a guy that when your team's down can bring them back. And when they were down by a score to Alabama in a pretty big game, he took them down and scored once. He went to overtime. He got the ball. He took them down and scored again. So he checks that box. So, absolutely. I think this guy will be – and he played six games without the head coach being there. You know, think about it. Who's really kind of his – the quarterback coach. I mean, let's face it. Jim's always got his hands on the quarterback and relating to play calling and game plan. And Jim was gone for six games this year, guys.
Yep.
And I like his swagger. Remember when Jim was gone, they were getting ready to play Ohio State, and somebody asked him, what do you think? You know, and he says, hey – bet on us. Bet on us. So I like the swagger that he has, too, even though it, you know, it's not something that you see every day.
And that guy, Jim Harbaugh, with the Chargers, they're on the clock right now at 5.
And there's a couple more minutes on the clock, and a small surprise, Adam Schefter reporting that there will be no trade here. So a team that has had to jettison a lot of expensive players to get under the cap, including that's the reason why Keenan Allen is on the Bears for a fourth-round pick because he didn't agree to a contract restructuring.
Wow.
They need a lot of young, cheap talent. They're carrying some dead cap space. They are sticking at number 5.
You think they deliver Malik Nabers to Justin Herbert?
I don't know. I mean, I don't know what they – I hope not for the Bears' sake at 9 for a receiver.
They've got Rashawn Slater at left tackle, right?
Yes, they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean, J.C. Latham, the gambling markets moved him significantly for first tackle taken. Peter Schrager and Daniel Jeremiah in their final mock draft today had the tackle from Alabama, had Pat's guy going to the Chargers at 5.
Hey, Pat, I saw last year 5 tackles got picked. 4 of them played right tackle as rookies. 1 of them played guard. That's Skaronski. So the era of needing to be a left tackle or nothing in the first round is long, long gone.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Isn't it?
Yeah, I think it is. And you look at the Eagles, Lane Johnson, right? The right tackle just locks guys down. So if you can have one side for protection-wise, in my opinion, that you can lock down, you can do a lot more up front with your protection schemes and taking care of other guys, you know, on the other side with chipping guys or whatever. But yeah, I just think, like I said at the beginning of the show, you play your best 5 players now. I think it's changed a little bit offensively on that side of the ball, offensive line wise. You just get your 5 best out there to protect your quarterback. I think that's the way it's going. And I think Darnell Wright can be the guy to lock it down on the right side. If they move him to left, who knows, whatever they do. But yeah, I think a right tackle can just, you know, it's changed. It's just changed.
It'll be interesting to see if it's Joe Alt. It's Joe Alt to the Chargers. Joe Alt to the Chargers at number five. So even though Slater is there, we'll see if that means they play Alt on the right side. But that's pretty darn Harbaugh, isn't it, to go to go big time tackle and run the ball.
You know what? I think that's a smart move, putting him on the right side. He can be a little bit, you know, he's a great player. Don't get me wrong, but he's a little bit, there's some stiffness there. Yeah. There really is. You know, the best tackle I had was a kid from Washington. Was it Troy Fontua?
Fontano. His tape is fun.
Oh, this guy's the best tackle in my opinion in the draft. He is a foot athlete. Play him at left, right, guard, center. Put him where you want him. I'm a fan of that guy.
Let's get another reaction to the Bears selecting Caleb Williams, 312-644-6767. Mike is in Rockford on the Parkinson Spiegel draft special on The Score. What up, Mike?
Guys, great to talk to you. Thanks for taking my call. Listen, I want to be optimistic as a lifelong Bear fan at 62 years of age, but Jim McMahon said this a few years ago, Chicago's where quarterbacks go to die, and I don't want to put a pin in everybody's balloon, okay?
Yeah, you do.
But let's face it, guys. It's not the player that I worry about. I think if Justin Fields was drafted by the Packers and he sat behind Aaron Rodgers, he would be doing what Jordan Love is doing. I just think it's the development. And when you throw a guy into the fire, we have an offensive coordinator that's not been proven. He's not even been an offensive coordinator. This is the problem. And it's like Bernstein.
He's an offensive coordinator in Seattle when Geno Smith had a 30 touchdown season and one comeback player of the year. Next point.
And he's called his own plays. Yeah, so that one's dead.
Okay, so my next point is that the Bears, they shingle. They keep overlapping. You know, okay, so if they have a bad season, they fire Eberflus. They're going to hire a whole new coaching staff, a new offensive coaching staff, and they'll have to mess with his mind because he's not going to, you know, and this is what they've done to every quarterback that they've drafted. They did it to Jay Cutler. Look what they did to Jay Cutler, guys. This is,
listen,
history doesn't lie.
That is a fair fear. That is a fair concern.
You got a different GM, different head coach. It's a whole different system right now.
Thanks for the call, Mike.
But Pat and coach, the idea that things could be changing again, you know, with your coaching structure, that is a fair concern.
Sure.
But I'm sure that other organizations have had that concern and then drafted the one. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you get the guy, then the history and those kind of fears don't exist in the same way.
But I also believe the great ones overcome anything. They can overcome bad coaching. I really
Amen.
Do.
That's what we're seeing with Justin Herbert, right?
Yes. Yeah.
Maybe Justin Herbert had Caleb's that guy.
I mean, hopefully he has a great coach and he can play, but the great ones can overcome.
The Bears have made an announcement with Caleb Williams that Caleb Williams will wear 18 as his jersey number.
Kyler.
His high school number will be his number in the pros. So 18 is the jersey number for Caleb Williams. My custom 13 Williams jersey is now a collector's item.
No, duct tape. Just duct tape the three.
There you go. No.
See, that's a degree from Duke right there.
Problem solver.
Yep.
Good point, Pat.
Yep.
Thank you. Now I can't be on Twitter for the rest of the night because I'll just be getting mocked relentlessly.
I hope that Taylor Gabriel fans don't mind if Caleb Williams wears their number 18 instead. Boy, not a great history of number 18s. Oh, Dante Pettis most recently wore number 18.
Don't disrespect.
He's
Dane
still
Sausenbacher.
On the team.
He's back.
Isn't Pettis is still on the team? Isn't
well,
he? Did you just
not
cut
getting
it?
18.
Spiggs, did you just cut him?
I think Caleb
just for the
have.
Number, just because of the number reason.
Hey, Pat Manley, guy who used to drink beers with you in the back of your El Camino, used to wear
Kyle Orton.
Kyle Orton, number 18.
Yep.
That's right. So anybody out there is still with an Orton jersey, get ready to repurpose that.
That's
one.
Right.
Well, actually, shouldn't be laughing.
I think we should, as a matter of fact.
People are like, oh, Parkins, your jersey's ruined. Do you know how many dumb jerseys I had as a kid? Like guys who would get injured or guys who ended up being bad or whatever.
Well, you have a collector's item now. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't even wear jerseys anymore. It was all for the bits.
Actually, I've got a good – that's funny you brought up Kyle Orton. Let me give you a little story about having a rookie quarterback and a veteran wide receiver. So we brought in Musa Muhammad, right? And Kyle Orton was a rookie quarterback. We got done. We won a game, I think in Detroit or Green Bay somewhere. And you get back early to Hallis Hall at like 3:30 or after, you know, get back quickly, like 4 or 5 o'clock. But Moose, he said, Kyle, grab a couple guys. We're going out tonight. We're going to the city. So he grabbed a limo, took us out to the city, and he taught Kyle, like, because Kyle was known as a partier.
Right.
It was about 10 o'clock. He's like, we're going. We're leaving. We're done. Kyle's like, wait, what? No more beer? And he goes, no, you're done. You're going home. You got work to do tomorrow. And that was a cool thing that a veteran did to a rookie quarterback to teach them that, hey, a win's a win. That's awesome. You can celebrate a little bit, but get your ass back home. We got a game next week. And I thought that was a good way of, you know, something that Keenan Allen could give to Caleb Williams. Mm-hmm. Something like, I don't know, he's a partier, but just give him just kind of direction that this is the way you do it in the NFL. You know, and I thought that was a pretty neat moment that Moose did for Kyle.
Yeah, well, we got, you know, with DJ Moore, obviously Keenan Allen, you got Swift. I mean, we've got a few guys now that Komet that have been around a few years. That will be, and they're the type of people that you do want influencing your young quarterback. So that's a good situation.
It is a really good situation. It's a really good spot to have a young quarterback step into this offense full of veterans and full of quality targets that he knows he can trust. It is a way better spot than any Bears quarterback has ever stepped into.
And nobody wants to give the defense much credit. I know Danny could care less, but when the Bears won the division a few years back when we were talking about it, I mean, that was the defense that was, what, second in takeaways? They were a top five defense. And they gave
2024 NFL draft, the New York Giants select Malik Nabers.
Oh, boy.
Wide receiver, LSU.
So the run on receivers continues. So no trades in the top six. It's gone Caleb, Jaden, Drake May, Marvin Harrison Jr., Joe Alt, and now Malik Nabers to New York. So J.J. McCarthy is falling, which could be good for the Bears in a trade down spot.
Yes, it could.
I would imagine could trigger a trade up spot at some scenario here if Tennessee or especially Atlanta, which is a prime trade down candidate as well. But with J.J. McCarthy falling but two receivers off the board, is Tennessee going to pass on Rome Odunze at number seven, because Alt is off the board and those two receivers are off the board? I don't think Atlanta would take Odunze because their last three first-round picks have been skill position guys in Kyle Pitts, Bijan Robinson, and Drake London. So for those of us who dream of Odunze to the Bears at nine, Tennessee needs to pass on him, and someone needs to not trade up to Atlanta to take a wide receiver. That's the two variables that are left.
I think that's true. And if Tennessee were to pass on Odunze at seven, then Atlanta would need to sell to these other players, these other teams, that they would take Odunze. Because if you're jumping up there, they're not going to take McCarthy.
But someone would be jumping up just because they think the price point to get him at that, you know, that hopefully there would be multiple teams bidding on him would be the idea.
Well,
right?
I think if you're the Bears at nine and Atlanta at eight, you're hoping that McCarthy is there so you can negotiate with both the Vikings, who sit at 11, and Denver, who sits at 12, in trying to get them to give you as much as possible to jump up to take McCarthy at eight or nine before somebody else does.
Yeah, I think this is the Giants. You know, they could say we're going to stay with Daniel Jones, right, guys?
They did,
and just say, okay, let's you know, let's try to get a receiver or somebody. I get that, but I'm just looking here at my value chart, and you know, it wouldn't cost Minnesota or Denver, who need quarterbacks, a whole lot.
Minnesota can definitely do it. Yeah. Denver doesn't have a second-round pick this year, so they would need to give up next year's first probably at this point. But
I just want to say that Minnesota might think they can sit there at 11 and get McCarthy. The Bears have to hope that Sean Payton and the Broncos get aggressive and come to them if that's what they want to do.
I just need Tennessee to pass on Odunze. Just pass on Odunze. Atlanta won't take him, and we should be home free. We will be back to give you an update on the Titans pick, start previewing heavily the 9th overall pick options. We'll hear more from Caleb Williams. We're live in Detroit. We got reporters all over the place. It's the Parkinson Spiegel Draft Special live on The Score.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.